What are you ringing for?
Oh, I'm following up about, you know, you're talking about vegetation growing inside a body.
Can vegetation indeed grow inside a body? That's what we're after, yeah.
Well, I have the living evidence of that. As a 3 or 4 year old, we used to play a competition in the nursery school.
Yeah.
To see who could suck an orange seed up their nose and blow it out the further.
I was at the finals of that in Sarawak. There were many killed, yeah? Okay.
My back fired. I got stuck in the nose for years.
It got stuck in your nose. It got in your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just, again, it's a common kind of thing here. I've heard this kind of thing, well, things going into noses. But you have a twist on this, don't you?
Yeah. Because what actually happened was 2 or 3 years later, I was actually blowing my nose, and it came out again, complete with 2 to 3 inches of roots.
Not roots.
Yep. All the way in.
That's, I mean, you can keep your science fiction. Things growing in your nose, Alice, with roots and,
you believe this story?
And suckers on. Yeah, of course. You're a pip in the dark, in the warm, in the moist.
Because people next door, I have to tell you, were sceptical about this.
No, this is...
I'm sorry about that,
Colin. Honest as they come.
How old were you when this happened?
I must have came out when I was about 5 or 6.
Yeah, well, no, you don't lie at 5 or 6. Not about things like that anyway. You think that's just happened.
My mother just thought it was the...
Did you not keep it?
I wish I had actually for posterity, but at the age of 5 or 6, I don't think I was expecting this phone call.
Yeah, that's true enough. But we're going to reward you for it, so there, it shows you should never discard anything in life. So thank you very much indeed, Scott. And then there's somebody else who's coming through with a record clean.